You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Three drivers can win the 2025 Formula One World Championship.
Fastest in practice, sprint pole, sprint victory, Grand Prix pole, and the Grand Prix win! Lando Norris wins the Sao Paulo Grand Prix! Still a contender for the Formula One World Championship! Max Verstappen will not be moved. He heads to Abu Dhabi with a fighting chance still to win it all. No dramas for Oscar Piastri. Piastri takes the Spanish Grand Prix. It is Norris versus Verstappen versus Piastri for the championship of the world.
For 23 races, we've spoken about who will win the title. Now, there's just one left. But how do you win an F1 championship? How do you keep your cool, especially when the pressure is as hot as this? It's time for F1 to explain how to win it all. I am Christian Hugill. Welcome to Abu Dhabi. This is the official F1 podcast, which explains the greatest sport in the world. And there is only one thing we can talk about this week, isn't there? Only one thing to explain: how to become a world champion. And there is only one man we can speak to. He has won the world title in final race title deciders twice. Our resident world champion on this podcast, Mika Häkkinen. Welcome back to F1 Explains. Mika, we had to talk to you on this one. You know that, right?
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me in the podcast, of course. And I think if I can explain to you how to really to win the world championship and the winning a world championship, the final round, you know, I think we need to have at least 10 hours.
10
to have
hours.
A chat. I tell you, we should have a couple of liters of coffee here, you know, and
maybe some snacks.
We could have a eat same time.
This sounds great. Right, well, clear your diaries, everybody. Me and Mika are with you for the next 10 hours on F1 Explains.
You're going to fall asleep, guys.
Yeah,
you know?
we'll have a nice time. We'd have a lovely chat, Mika. Mika, you won the championship in 1998 and 1999. Like Oscar and Lando, you were up against one of the sport's greats, and we're classing Max Verstappen as a great here. I think we can all say that, can't we, quite comfortably. I just wonder, was there a moment in your career, in one of those seasons, or maybe even another season, where you just had that realization, that thought of, hang on a minute, I can be a world champion here?
Well, to be able to fight and to find the consistency to getting to the top of the grid and start winning Grand Prix took a really long time. So finally in '97, I did win my first Grand Prix, and that was the momentum. That was the time when I had a great teammate, David Coulthard. We had a great momentum that way. We are developing now car very fast. We are getting all the time closer to the performance what we are looking for. So what is that performance? It's the performance that way you can win Grand Prix. Adrian Newey joined our team in '98. So what that meant that way we had every aspect was in the right place. So when we did the very first testing in 98 in our car, the winning car, when I drove the pit lane, I felt already, this car is amazing. You know, the steering input already in pit lane, I felt like this is going to be amazing. Going to first corner, incredible performance of the car. Meaning the rear end was so stable, able to go to gas very early, front grip was there, and I thought, that's it. This year, I can win a world championship. But I have one problem.
Go on.
My teammate was so quick, David Coulthard. So I knew that way, you know, if we have in a dominating car, if we have a great car, I still have to beat my teammate. Mm. And the David was not something he was wanted to give me anything with silver plate, you know, or how you want to use the word.
Silver platter, I think you're going for. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I knew it's going to be a tough year. So already going out of the pit lane in 98 in a winter season, that was the time I realized I can win a world championship. So psychologically already you start building up your mindset that way. Okay, you know, not only the Grand Prix team, but my personal team, the management, the whole package, you know, everybody has to be aware this is the year. So I need full support from everybody, not just me eating a good porridge in the morning.
Sure.
You know, and going doing a fitness. It required the whole, everybody's attention.
Well, and you've got on to my next question there, Mika, because most of the 20 drivers on the grid go into a race knowing they're not fighting for wins, let alone a championship. But we've got three today fighting for a world championship. When that is the case, when you know, actually, here I am fighting for a title, what changes? You've just started to talk about that there.
Yeah, I mean, what changes? Okay, beginning of the season, when you know you can do it, you just developing constantly yourself, perfection every weekend, you know. And when you're heading towards the end of the season and when the points situation is challenging compared to your competitors, like in my case, it was a Michael Schumacher. We were very close. We only 2-3 points difference for the last final Grand Prix. So I knew that when I go to last Grand Prix, this is it. Either I'm going to win or I'm going to lose. And finishing second means you're losing. So psychologically very demanding. So I needed to really understand, what do I need?
How do you cope with that when you know you've worked all your life, all your career for this, and when you know I'm in that moment where it's I'm going to win or I'm going to lose, all those years building up to it are coming down to these moments that are playing out in front of me now. How do you deal with that? What do you do?
Well, this is a team sport. I did not come to last Grand Prix really not looking at the mirror in the morning and said, Mika, you are so fantastic, you know.
Unlike now, you do that now, of course.
I'm going to just do it myself. I'm going to win myself. I'm going to do it, you know. Because that's definitely not my philosophy of working. It was like, we can do it together. I need a team to support me. So I need to know what I need. You need to really to have a great management team behind you who understand what you need in these critical moments. Starting from the morning when you open your eyes, when you close your eyes in the evening, when you sleep, the full day, your program, your schedule, everything. The racing team, of course, the McLaren, needs to understand that this driver is now in a huge under pressure. We need to understand what he needs. So the driver has to communicate, have to tell what you need. It's not something what you need to think about, do I ask him now too much or am I a bit too selfish now or something? Hey, we are here to last Grand Prix, we can win a world championship. So if I need something what helps me to win a world championship, give me that. So you have to be very strong with your approach. Otherwise, if they don't understand, you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong team.
Let's talk about weekends like this one in particular. You were world champion in 1998 and 1999. And as we said earlier, both of those seasons came down to final race title deciders. Now, Michael Schumacher was your rival in 1998. In 1999, he missed a chunk of the season with a broken leg, and it was Eddie Irvine. On both occasions, you were leading the standings going into the final race. explain how you approached race weekends like this one, like Lando, Oscar and Max are having to do this weekend here.
In my time, before the last Grand Prix, we had 3 weeks no racing. So it was a long break between the second last and last Grand Prix.
Must have been agonizing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can easily do this kind of overthinking. Oh my God, what's going to happen? How I have to prepare myself? You know, how do I feel? What about if I get the flu? You know,
or a trip down, trip on the stairs.
Exactly. You start thinking all kinds of stuff. And that was really difficult to handle. So again, you need to activate your life correctly. Of course, the experience is important, helps you a lot to cope these kind of situations. Mm. Now, currently, you know, there's a race weekend after race weekend after. So you are like constantly in this, on the road. So you don't have to even time to start overthinking. But I won't say it's easier. Of course, it's mega, mega challenging. And particularly in year 98, I was close to be in a position to start thinking too much. How, you know, I qualified in P2. It was not ideal, but...
Could be worse.
Could be worse. And before the race, two, three hours before the race, I was really thinking about it. How, you know, how am I going to do the first corner and how am I going to do the lap five or this and that? And then I recognized what I'm doing. There's no way I'm able to plan what I'm going to do in lap five. So I don't know what's going to happen even in the start, you know.
No, sure.
So you really have to push yourself to live in the moment where you are and maximizing your experience and keeping your energy level the highest as possible. I don't mean keeping your energy level maximum drinking 5 espressos, you know.
No.
You know, I don't, you know, you have to get your power, inside power. Your mental power has to be very calm. You know, your physical power has to be absolutely maximum, but your mental power has to be very calm and collective. It's very easy to say, end of the day, what needs to be done, what you need to do, but when you don't have enough experience, it's really, really difficult. So that's why sometimes when I look my career, before I won my world championship, it was good I had those difficult years and challenging years, and so because it was definitely a character-building journey.
I bet it was. I bet it was. Now, we will talk about Lando Norris, Max Verstappen and Oscar Piastri very shortly on F1 Explains.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome back to Abu Dhabi and to F1 Explains. My name is Christian Hugill. Alongside me is the 2-time Formula One world champion, Mika Häkkinen. And we are explaining how to be a world champion. And we've obviously heard Lando Norris, Max Verstappen and Oscar Piastri, who are fighting for this title in this final weekend decider in Abu Dhabi, saying that they will treat this race weekend just like any other. Mika Häkkinen, do you believe them? Are they treating this weekend just like any other normal weekend?
I'm sure that's the plan. But
I mean, you don't sound overwhelming in believing them.
No, honestly, it's impossible to treat like a normal weekend. It is impossible. Of course, you come in here with the full confidence. You know the car is good. You know the team is great. But you have to just fine-tune a little bit. You have to fine-tune your sharpness. People who you're working with, you know, they need to also put the extra power for this kind of race weekend. You know, when it's the second race of the season, hey, nice to see you, and this and that,
Long
time I haven't seen. But, you know, now you just have to go in your room, focus, concentrate, and with the engineers, work even more for the little details. So you have to push yourself a little bit higher. Engineers, normally, you kind of push the engineers, you know, because they're already nearly having a nervous breakdown. You have to be careful with that, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, the drivers they're so experienced handling the pressure. Sometimes the team members, the engineers, and, you know, you kind of push them too much. Otherwise, they make a mistake. So you have to be very careful how you're handling the people.
Mm.
So what I'm saying here again, I know personally that when I went to the last Grand Prix, when I had a chance to win a world championship, I put a little bit extra.
Sure.
You know, a little bit extra there, a little bit extra. Because I knew that after this race weekend, Monday morning you can sleep long. You don't have to wake up early. You don't have to think about the half a tenth of the second. So you put all your power, all your energies, all your mental capacity that what you have, this last Grand Prix weekend, everything what you have in your body, in your mind, and then Monday you can chill out.
You mentioned earlier your long career, and you could only fight for a world title in just a few of those seasons, as you said, for various reasons, car, engine, etc., etc. Do you think it changes anything that we're going into new rules next season, that there's a big rule set, that in theory, I think particularly for Lando and Oscar, it could be their only shot at winning a world championship, in theory. You know, McLaren, Red Bull might find themselves uncompetitive next year with the rule changes. We just never know. Do you think that changes anything when a driver thinks, this could be my only shot at doing this in my career?
Well, again, my experience, 98, the regulation changed for year 99. So when I was in a position to winning a world championship, I was thinking this is the only chance when I'm able to get the title. Life in generally, if you have mentalities when you need to do something and you say to yourself, I do it tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't do it, I do it tomorrow. So it's like a world championship. Oh, I do it next year. No, it doesn't work like that.
No, unfortunately not.
You have to do it when you have a chance to win it. Do it.
And on that, therefore, do you think Max is at an advantage because he has already done it? And he does say to us over and over again, I wanted to win the world championship. I don't necessarily need to feel like I need to win 5, 7. Does he have an advantage, therefore, because he is already a Formula One world champion, whereas the other two aren't?
Psychologically, probably he's more relaxed. He knows what is coming. He knows the things what can happen in a race, in a qualification. So it's a tiny bit easier for him.
Sure.
But you cannot come here to in a relaxed mood.
No, of course not, of course not. Lando Norris is leading the championship going into this final race. You were leading the championship going into your final races. Looking back, Mika, was that an advantage? Would you rather be leading, or would you actually quite fancy chasing if you were going in, like Oscar and Max are having to do?
Of course you need to lead.
Thought you'd say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Somehow.
It's good to have a few points in front of the others because, again, we don't know what's going to happen in the race. You know, so.
Mickey, you've been on this podcast many times now. You're yeah. one of our favourites. Me and you have spoken a few times before. So therefore, can I give you a nasty question? A tricky question.
Go for it, man.
Who's going to win the world championship?
Oh, that's really unfair. That's really unfair, you know.
Go on.
Well, I'm a brand ambassador for Formula One. I'm a ambassador for McLaren. So I would say definitely McLaren. But I don't gonna answer your question properly. No way, man.
See, he's basically turned around and said, McLaren pay me, so therefore McLaren. It's basically what he's just said. All right, fair enough. Now, Mika, on a different note, We were very excited to see your daughter Ella, speaking of McLaren, joining the McLaren Driver Development Programme. She's 14 at the moment. She's going to be testing single-seaters to prepare her for 2027, is my understanding. You must be excited for a future Hakkinen Racing driver, a present Hakkinen Racing driver in other series. What does the future hold for your daughter?
Yeah, actually, she just turned to 15 last Sunday.
Oh, there we go.
Just now, and a few days ago. And I am super excited, of course. I'm very proud of her, like I'm proud of all my children. It's a very emotional thing.
Oh.
You know, she's a 15-year-old girl, signed a deal with the McLaren. I signed a deal with McLaren when I was 22, 23. So I just cannot believe it is happening. You know, it's a very emotional thing, of course, to be part of the great team like McLaren. You know, she will get incredible development program, understanding the all what Formula One and motor racing keeps inside in an absolute top level. Is it marketing, the media work, technical side, simulators, everything? So she start developing very fast now, becoming a professional racing driver. She has a talent. She's quick. She's fit. She's using exactly the same fitness program like Formula One drivers out there.
You must love watching her racing.
No, I don't.
Really? I thought you'd enjoy watching her racing.
It's nerve-cracking. It's absolutely nerve-cracking.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I've heard that from a lot of racing
yeah,
parents.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I get that.
It's really hard. But it is incredible, the motorsport. I've been there, done that myself, but it's incredible to see how that generates the discipline for your life.
Mm, yeah, of course.
You learn to understand your body, the nutrition, what you eat, how you sleep. There's so many million great positive things. Racing is nerve-cracking for the parents, of course. Financially, it is a very challenging journey. But, you know, when I was managed by Keke Rosberg, when I was racing and when I became a professional, when I was roughly about 18 years old, he said to me, Mika, please, only way how you can make our life easier, just win races. You know,
is that what you said to Ella?
So the Ella's journey is the similar.
Just go and win.
Learn, study, be hungry, and win races.
Yeah.
You make daddy's life much easier.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. That's the advice we'd give to Lando, Oscar, and Max this weekend as well. Just win. Yeah,
exactly.
It's easier, though.
Keep your foot down, flat out.
Yeah, put your foot down. Go and win. Mika, listen, it is such a pleasure having you explain how to be a Formula One world champion. And also, thank you for your appearances on this podcast this season, helping
like
us
thank you so much.
Unpack and explain the world of F1. We appreciate it. Have fun watching this weekend. Good luck to Ella in the future, and we'll speak to you again soon, I'm sure. Mika, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Mika Hakkinen. You know, I didn't think he would give me an answer on who's going to be a world champion. But listen, we tried. And in life, that is all you can do. To finish off, producer Chris must have written this for me, because this has surprised both me and producer Jamie in the script. So we're going to play a quick game, which is as much a surprise to me as it is to you listening. But listen, let's roll with it. Last race of the season. Producer Chris has written two truths and one lie about other things which happen when you become a Formula One world champion. See if you can spot the lie. Now, I'm playing along with you. I have not read this, so let's go for it, everybody. We're entering a world of discovery here in Abu Dhabi. So, fact number one, the world champion gets the world championship trophy made of silver and 24-karat gold. There's a picture of it on the artwork of this episode. Oh, lovely. It has the name and signature of every F1 world champion spiralling up it. The winner is officially given the trophy a week after the final race of the season at the FIA prize giving, which this year is in Uzbekistan. So that's our first one. I reckon that must be true, but yeah, fine, okay. The world champion gets a lifetime supply of pasta shapes in the shape of their own face from Barilla Pasta, the official pasta supplier of Formula One. Okay. She's got producer Chris written all over it. And number three, the world champion can choose to use the number one as their race number for 2026. They don't have to. Lewis Hamilton didn't when he was world champion, but they have the option. So, which one of those three isn't correct? email f1explains@f1.com if you think you know which of these isn't true. And Chris has written, you will not win any pasta or any form of other prize. Brilliant. So it's of no discernible advantage to you to enter, but we hope you do. Excellent. Oh, come on. If any of you listening have got this wrong, I'm all for explaining the sport of Formula One. But come on, you've got to know this one, my friends. Right, lovely. Very good, Chris. Very good. Anyway, listen, enjoy the final race weekend of the season where we may crown a new Formula One world champion, new in the shape of someone who's not won it before, like Lando or Oscar, or we may re-crown our existing one in Max Verstappen. But regardless, F1 Nation will have all the reaction, whatever the result. Of course it will. Next week, we are back for our last regular episode of the season, explaining what happens in F1's winter break. We will then, the following week, have a lovely little montage of some of my favourite bits of the season, which, by the way, you know, we've been here every week of the season. I guarantee you there'll have been stuff you've missed. So that's a nice little one to listen to over the festive periods. Well, and you know what I mean here, I'm sure, over the festive period, over Christmas, where you might just need a bit of you time, a bit of alone time, if family are getting a bit much, or you might be on a long journey to different relatives or friends or something. It's ideal company for that. So that's the next 2 weeks here on F1 Explains before we go away on our Christmas break. But as I say, we'll be back next Friday. Enjoy the race here in Abu Dhabi this weekend. This has been F1 Explains. I'm Christian Hugill. Back next week. Bye for now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.